The first resolution to support the Line 5 tunnel was passed by Dickinson County in the Upper Peninsula in June. It quickly spread to other counties and townships in the UP. Now, at least 8 counties have adopted the resolution, including 2 below the bridge, Sheboygan and Grand Traverse. More than 100 people sent emails to Grand Traverse commissioners asking them not to pass the resolution. It still passed 4-3. Some critics think Enbridge wrote the resolution, but Senator Ed McBroom says that's not true. He helped the counties write it.
I can wear the big boy pants that, you know, people are angry about it. Fine. I believe in this. I've been promoting it because I believe it's the right cause for Michigan and for the Upper Peninsula.
McBroom and other elected officials in the UP fear a spike in propane costs if Line 5 is shut down.
I didn't contact Enbridge and ask, hey, write me up something. That wasn't how this went at all.
McBroom wants to show the state capitol that there's support in Michigan for a tunnel. State Attorney General Dana Nessel wants the pipelines gone. So does Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Committing to keeping that line in the water for the next 7 to 10 years while a tunnel is being built is downright dangerous. And so I will go to court. I will challenge it.
That's the governor talking to Detroit Public TV last year. Line 5 is a pair of pipelines on the lake bed of the Mackinac Straits. Past legislation would let Enbridge build a $500 million tunnel under the bedrock to encase the lines. The plan is currently tied up in lawsuits between Enbridge and the state's attorney general. 540,000 barrels of oil and propane pass through the pipelines each day. Dickinson County Commissioner Barbara Kramer says people in the Lower Peninsula don't understand the UP's energy needs.
A lot of people in the Upper Peninsula depend on propane for heat.
It's not just individual counties pushing for this. The state's Association of Counties also has been assisting. Michigan Association of Counties, also known as MAC, helped write a portion of the resolution. MAC says its members voted to support the tunnel. And Enbridge has been a sponsor of MAC events where county commissioners are present.
My name is Joe Bonovitz, and I represent the Upper Peninsula on the MAC Board of Directors. I'd like to take this time to thank Enbridge for sponsoring the 2019 MAC Annual Conference.
That was a promotional video that went up on MAC's Facebook page before an event in August. But Grand Traverse County Commissioner Betsy Cofia has issues with MAC using Enbridge as a sponsor. She first saw the influence Enbridge had at new commissioner training in Gaylord last year.
I was taken aback. They were the only major sponsor. Halfway through the event, there was a huge screen with just Enbridge's logo, and then they had a staff member who had apparently been sent up to Gaylord in December just to spend 5 minutes talking to us about what a great community partner Enbridge is.
MAC has taken roughly $63,000 in sponsorship money from Enbridge in the last 12 months. Enbridge spokesman Ryan Duffy says the company likes the exposure.
We are providing information to counties and elected officials about the Line 5 operations and the tunnel project on a regular basis, and we appreciate local governments expressing their support for the tunnel project.
MAC wouldn't give a recorded interview, but a spokesman for the association said that Enbridge provided 5% of all sponsorship monies in the last year. I'm Noelle Riley.